Most of what happens in McLean County courtrooms never makes the news. Aside from the occasional high-profile criminal trial, media don't report on most of the cases. But a recent McLean County child custody case has attracted headlines. It involves a bitter legal battle between parents who both have criminal records, threats against a judge, and videos that have gone viral. GLT's Eric Stock examines how the case of 4-year-old Mikey Cadena became such a phenomenon, what it says about our legal system, and what it says about our media culture.
Mikey Cadena's mother recently regained her child after a legal struggle dating back to shortly after Amber Buck gave birth to Mikey Cadena. Pantograph newspaper reporter Edith Brady Lunny says she started following the case in 2016 when police arrested Amber Buck on charges she helped her former boyfriend run a methamphetamine lab in their Bloomington apartment. The state removed her two children from her care. Buck pleaded guilty to felony drug charges. She received a sentence of probation after Buck convinced McLean County Judge Robert Freitag that she had turned her life around. Brady Lunny says she believes the fact that Buck was a mother of two young children might have influenced the judge's decision to keep her out of prison.
The fact that she wanted to be a parent again, I think, was a factor in her favor, and it was one of the components of the probation that he wanted to see if she could do that.
Brady Lunny adds most women in prison have children, and judges try to avoid separating children from mothers. Pantograph coverage of the case continued this year when the father tried to gain custody of the boy. Michael Cadena filed for custody in 2014. He left Illinois with the boy without the court's permission in March 2017 and went back to live in Massachusetts. He refused to attend multiple child custody hearings with his son. McLean County Associate Judge Leanne Hill held Cadena in contempt of court and sentenced him to 6 months in jail. Massachusetts police arrested Michael Cadena in early October and retrieved the boy to reunite him with his mother. If Cadena wishes to pursue his custody case in Illinois, he will likely face arrest, though his attorneys are appealing the contempt order and are trying to move the case to federal court. Once those stories were posted online on the Pantograph's website and elsewhere, they took on a life of their own. Other websites picked up the case, mostly through social media shares. It went viral. Nate Carpenter runs the Social Media Analytics and Command Center, or SMAC Lab, at Illinois State University. He studies and teaches social media trends. Carpenter considers it unique that a local story with fairly minimal news coverage snowballed into a story that attracted so much online attention.
I guess it's not odd that it doesn't get picked up in other national level papers, yet sees a tremendous amount of social media coverage. And what may be interesting, that we may see the social media coverage get it national attention.
So how did it happen? A number of online blogs and other websites in Illinois and beyond picked up the story and amplified it. Sites such as BLNnews.com, Massachusetts Reddit, and a site called Turtle Boy Sports, to name a few. Carpenter was particularly amused to see 332,000 have viewed a video of little Mikey at the police station on one website, World Star Hip Hop. How do stories like this spread? Carpenter says computer algorithms connect web content to viewers who are most likely to be interested in watching.
There are a whole lot of people talking about that. And again, YouTube's also connected to Google. And if you have a Google account and you've been surfing the web and you have particular interests, a lot of people with your same interests who might be watching that video, whatever they're watching will now show up as a video that's promoted just for you.
Sandage says his office cannot regularly monitor social media, but does respond to complaints. Despite the time it takes to investigate online threats, Sandage says social media can make police work easier.
People like to brag, and usually in this day and age, the way they brag is going on social media.
Sandage says social media can also help identify someone in cases where they get only partial information at a crime scene. As for Mikey, attorney Tristan Bullington says the boy is getting psychological treatment and is doing well. He won't say where the family lives. Regardless of how the case plays out in court and in the media, Bullington says the custody struggle will be a part of the boy's life for years to come.
And that's what's been really unfortunate about this, is that evidence is out there, and that's something that this child is going to have to deal with for the rest of his life, since it's not going to disappear off the internet.
Michael Cadena's attorneys in Massachusetts and in Bloomington refused GLT's request to be interviewed for this story. I'm Eric Stock.
Judge Leon Hill announced plans in September to retire. Her last day on the bench is December 19th. This week, the new judge appointed in the case ordered the parents to begin setting up telephone visits between the father and son.